You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Heron includes depictions of violence and other subject matter that may be upsetting for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Fucking feet from the ground, Kelsey. Move. Oh, fuck off! Open your fucking eyes! It's on the fucking line! That's in, you fucking liar! Okay. My language. I remember. I'm not a freaking goldfish. Oh, get up, Kelsey. Kelsey, you're fine! Get up! Let's not win a daytime Emmy here. Get up. Get up now. Hey, don't you forfeit. Don't you fucking forfeit! Fuck!
I would have won.
Oh, your footwork. It was all over the place. You looked like your brother out there.
Mom.
Ugh, I'm gonna go hurry this doctor up.
Shit.
The x-rays show it's just a sprain. Is your phone ringing?
Yeah, it's okay. I'll get it later.
Do you want me to fish it out of your bag?
No, it's okay.
I'll just grab it.
No, it's fine, Mom.
She still calls you?
I guess so. Just reject it.
Have you been seeing her?
I told you no.
Seems vicious.
Mom, please leave it.
Hi, Kelsey. I heard you went down in the finals and that your mom was disciplined again. I'm so sorry. Let me know if I can help with anything.
You're still seeing her.
I'm not.
She never said her name.
What?
If you don't talk to her, she would have said, "Hi, Kelsey, it's Dr. Callahan calling."
Phones say your name in the voicemail.
The only people that don't say their name are people you talk to very regularly.
You heard the recording of our last session. I said everything you wanted me to say. I ended it.
Call her back.
What?
Right now. Call her back.
Why?
You're going to ask her what time your session is tomorrow.
Mom!
Go on, chop chop, put it on speaker. Speaker!
How are you?
I knew it. Fucking knew it.
Mom, please don't.
Please don't what?
We're in public. They're mandatory sessions. I don't say anything. I just say whatever to pass the time. I stay quiet.
Jesus
mostly.
Christ, more lies. You're like a guy on a first date.
I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have to.
Oh, so it's my fault?
That's not what I'm saying. I didn't have a choice, so I went. And then I started winning, and I...
You started winning because Anastasia hasn't been a distraction. And because of my help! The new diet! You're not listening.
Yes, I am.
You know what? My mom was a real bitch to me. You didn't see it so much because she was always nice to you to hurt me. But when I brought your father home, she pulled me aside. She said it was a mistake to marry a fag. I didn't listen. Don't have to tell you whether she was right or not.
I'm sorry he left, but that's not...
Don't say that. He didn't leave. He ran. Leaving takes courage. This isn't about him. Who gives a shit about him? This is about the fact that my mom was right. Mother's intuition, Kelsey. I didn't like it, so I didn't listen. Don't make the same mistake here, Kelsey. That woman, she's not good for you. I can feel it.
Okay, Mom.
Good. Come here. Oh, I'm sorry about your ankle, sweetheart.
Thanks, Mom.
Lie down while we wait. You're supposed to be elevating it. Well, answer it.
No.
Don't you want to talk to her?
No.
You know what I keep coming back to? I fucked a lot of people over in my time, let me tell you, but not once has someone shown up on my doorstep and blown their brains out.
Hey, Kelsey. Can I come in?
Hi. Yeah, sure.
This is kind of weird. Sorry.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, fine. How's the ankle?
Almost better, but I can't stand lying around all day.
What have you been doing?
Honestly? Watching Legacies.
Oh my god, that show is so bad. Raphael, though, is everything. I die. I've seen every episode.
He is so cute. I'm sorry. I'm a freak for asking this, but why are you being so nice to me?
Dr. Callahan spoke to me. No, it's like nothing bad. I mean, she was kind of worried about you, I guess.
Do you see her normally, or?
No, I wish. She called me in. She wanted to speak about you.
I owe
you an apology.
Why?
She told me about Anastasia, about everything that, like, went down. It's so effed up. And I'm, like, so sorry I didn't believe you. She was my friend, so I... Anyway, I've been horrible to you, and I'm sorry. You don't have to say anything. I guess I just wanted to reset and see if you're okay. Wanted to maybe ask you something?
What?
Well, I thought you might need a doubles partner. The way you're playing and the fact we're both champing up, Dr. Callahan said it could be great for both of us. More tournaments, maybe even Junior Wimbledon.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
You've still got a slight limp.
It doesn't really hurt anymore. I'm just being careful.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Let me get you something to elevate that ankle.
It's okay.
It's no problem.
Thank you. Do all psychologists do this?
What?
Sit in awkward silence and make the other person start. Very funny. Okay, fine. What are we starting with today?
How about why you sprained it?
I tripped, trying to make a drop shot.
Why'd you trip?
My footwork was off.
Why was your footwork off?
I wasn't focused.
Why weren't you focused?
I was two breakpoints ahead. Maybe I let my mind race ahead to the victory. Maybe I didn't exercise restraint.
Your mom turns up to a game for the first time in weeks. Hurls abuse at the referees and throws you off your game. That's how you sprained your ankle.
My mom didn't sprain my ankle.
Of course she did. When she's in the stands, she's a tripwire. You're like a dog on the 4th of July. You know it's in the silences you convey the most truth, Kelsey. You called me back and then hung up. How come?
I can't keep coming to see you. My mom knows.
What's your mom's objection?
Nothing specific, really.
What do you think it is?
She's jealous.
Because she's threatened. She's scared that I'll help you, that I'll set you free. All mothers are afraid of losing their children. Funnily enough, that's the one thing you shouldn't judge her for. Her tactics, of course, are another matter. But her intention is understandable. Understandable, but objectionable. Don't you think?
Dad left. My brother's a schizophrenic. She hates her job. My potential is all she has.
And she's stifling it. Is the bandage bothering you?
I'm okay.
Does it hurt?
I think it's just wrapped too tight.
Would you like me to rewrap it for you?
I can do it.
It's no problem. I have a fresh one.
That's where I hide in my nightmare.
Tell me about it.
I've had nightmares about school shootings since fifth grade. But since that day, I've been in there. Do you know what happened to her now? Why she came?
Nope. Nothing new. Thankfully, she survived. I'm told she will get the help she needs if she wakes up.
That makes me feel better.
I can see it's still swollen. Does this hurt?
No.
How about here?
Oh, your hands are cold.
Sorry. How about up here?
No. No.
That's good. Should be better by next week. I want you to know that you've made great progress. I actually think we can move to just once a week. And I'll talk to my assistant to look out for your mother's calls. And I'll let you call me when it's comfortable for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Good. I have lots more to teach you. Honestly, the sky's the limit for you.
If you do those things, I can still come 2 days a week.
Whatever you like. Obviously, it's up to you.
The Heron was written and directed by Matthew McCarty and Charles Hopkins. Sound design, editing, and music by Chris Folsom. Produced by Justin Miklas and Matthew McCarty, with performances by Hermione Lynch, Nina Zarr, Maggie Staples, and Katie Walter.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.